Audio 14. The Baroque and the Jesuits Arrive. Another stop to show you elements of the Middle Ages, but one which I hope will help you to still appreciate the splendor of this city well into the 20th century. In 1841, the interior customs are dry ports, such as those of Orduña, Valmaseda, and Vitoria, were moved to the coast, despite the opposition of the Orduña population. From then on, the commercial and customs period was left behind. These were not good times for my people, who lived off the proceeds of having the customs house located there, and the innumerable conflicts that this 19th century brought with it also contributed to this. However, Orduña has not yet lost its fame and wealth as a rural, rich, and service-oriented enclave, so much so that two of the great religious orders of the day, with a clear vocation for teaching, ended up choosing Orduña to settle in. The first were the Jesuits, when Orduña is still an interesting rural marketplace. In front of you, you will appreciate the Church of La Sagrada Familia, an example of the first Baroque in Biscay. Attached to it, we see what was one of the first Jesuit schools, the legacy of Juan de Urnegi from Orduña, who emigrated to Peru with his wife Constanza de Oviedo Luxan and became wealthy. It became one of the Jesuit schools of choice for man's education in the Basque country between 1779 and 1932. I must tell you that although for more than 40 years not a few young people received an education within its walls and courtyards, it also holds a dark episode in our most recent history, since once the Jesuits were expelled in 1935 during the Second Republic, it was used by the Franco regime as a concentration camp for prisoners that housed more than 50,000 people in undesirable conditions between July 1937 and September 1939. Come on, now come with me to where we began the tour.